Tens of thousands have been marching in New York today in what's expected to be the biggest protest event of the week. They've marched up 7th Avenue, past Madison Square Garden, stretching at one point for nearly 20 blocks, chanting and singing. That's a group called the Raging Grannies of Rochester. NPR's Margot Adler has been in Central Park where other marchers have headed. Hi, Margot.
Hello there.
So the Raging Grannies of Rochester?
Well, there are many, many groups here, and many of them are sort of doing sort of funny and humorous things, so that there's an incredible diverse crowd of all kinds of types, you know, earnest lawyers and professors, but also a lot of people who are, you know, sort of dressed in kind of odd garb. There's a group called, called Code Pink, and they were basically wearing pink slips and sort of saying Bush should be given a pink slip. There were all kinds of people in sort of a Liberty costumes and so forth. So there's been a lot of humor as well as, you know, all the obvious environmental, labor, anti-war, and so forth groups.
Now, Central Park, where you are, has been the center of controversy for the protesters this week. Remind us why.
Well, the United for Peace and Justice, the coalition of groups that basically sponsored this march, applied for a permit from the Parks Department to rally on the Great Lawn. They were denied that permit. Basically, the Central Park Conservancy that essentially has been helping to run Central Park, a private-public partnership, has basically did an $18 million restoration of the lawn and essentially has taken the Great Lawn, this huge space, out of the public domain except for two concerts by the Metropolitan Opera and by the Philharmonic and one or two other events. So after the march, which ended at Union Square, went past Madison Square Garden, thousands and thousands of people, many people headed for the park anyway. And oddly enough, after this incredibly contentious debate, legal wrangling that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks, even the mayor basically said, well, you know, people can go to the park, so they can't have a rally with a sound system. But people have been coming all day, sitting here. There's been drumming, dancing, picnicking.
Well, we're also joined by reporter Nancy Solomon, who's across town in the theater district at 46th and Broadway. Nancy, what's happening there?
I'm standing in the middle of Times Square, which is now being cordoned off by the police. They've got this orange plastic netting that they're putting up around the islands in the middle of the square. It got very tense. The riot police arrived. They made some arrests.
Now, earlier you also got the chance to see some protesters employing humor in their acts.
Yes, I arrived at Times Square with the Billionaires for Bush, about 50 folks who were elegantly dressed with names like Fonda Sterling and Owen Dwighthouse and Halle Burton. And they stayed in character and walked around Times Square. The whole intent was to meet Republicans who are here to go to theater. They're here seeing some Broadway matinee shows today. And they were getting a lot of laughs, a lot of applause, engaging folks with a lot of humor. Then some other folks who weren't quite so elegantly attired tried to approach some of the Republicans as they got out of the theater, and then all hell broke loose. We had police on horses, we had the riot cops, and things got very tense, and about a dozen folks about a dozen folks arrested.
NPR's Nancy Solomon at 46th and Broadway and NPR's Margot Adler in New York's Central Park. Thank you both.
You're welcome.